Namaste, my name is Will Zimmer, I'm International Meditation Master. So today I want to speak about master this one thing to build lasting wealth. This is here from Rory Vaden, and it could be also from, what is Levy, from this Singapore billionaire, Dr. Patrick Leo. He's saying the same thing. And okay. Multiple streams of incomes are the dumbest piece of advice. How many times you have heard go for multiple in streams of income? For instance, half acre and so on. Nobody who got rich through multiple streams of income. And all the time, if I see half acre and all this other great speaker, and they come things that they never have done, or their strategies are so damn old that they can't work anymore, and they're making money with BS. The fastest way is to get rich by changing the people's life in front of you. The way you get rich is by doing something extremely well, and that over and over again. You master it, you dominate. The fastest way is to get rich by changing the people's life in front of you. If you want to do something good, in front of you. And you help them for free, you get friends and later customer. It's just a damn simple. What really is a personal brand according to data? This is the first question that I will answer. Then the second, why do most personal brands fail? The second question, and how to separate yourself from the crowd. Then number one, what do people think of you when they think about you? Your personal brand is not yet colors, fonts, and logos. It is the digitalization of your reputation. 3/4 of Americans are more likely to trust someone who has established a personal brand. So I do. The higher the requirement for trust, the more important having an established personal brand becomes. For instance, I've bought Apple products or Sony products due to great technique and fast broken. And then I bought, for instance, Samsung, long lasting. And I buy only things that are long. I don't need a newest technique. Apple, my God. And Sony products, my God. The worst quality I ever have gotten. Building a personal brand is simple, doesn't mean easy. This means unknown what the topics, audiences, profiles, business models, jobs, ideas. You have to focus on these six areas. What's your topic, your audiences, what's the profits, what you have, and the customer have, your business models, then the jobs and what you're doing, and the ideas. When you have diluted focus, you get diluted results. You focus only on one thing and relax. This is a total trick of life. And then the 1,000 people are coming and your focus is done. Very simple thing. Exclude that. Find your uniqueness and exploit it in the service of others. What is one thing that you can potentially do better than anybody else? One topic, one product, one focus on one platform. This means you start with one topic that you can do better than everybody else. Afterward, you can expand and look for products that fit to your niche. You start with this question and answer it in one word. What problem do you solve? For instance, Anthony Robbins, pain. People buy solutions to problems. You have to sell the problem as much as the solution. Become an ambassador of the problem. You have to raise awareness of the problem. So my father did and became very successful. And he had the expertise. He was one of the most successful teachers at the University of Colonia. He had connection to very successful people. And connection is the second important thing. You need a problem that you can sell the solution. Branding sells well, an easy way to get rich, and most marketing strategies fail. You go to a branding firm, maybe 10-20% will be successful because you need also the connection, not only the product. And without connection, you need to be the very expert, you need the connection and to do the right thing at the right moment. And this you see all the time, to do the right thing at the right moment. And then nothing can stop you. This means all formulas, what you hear in the workshops, never works out. Because you need something unique, something new. And you have to do it to the right moment. Later it doesn't work out. And before, also not. You see, Van Gogh was for me one of the greatest painters of all time. But he was 50 years in advance. And after 50 years, he became well known when he was dead. Sorry. Otherwise, without luck, without the best strategies, without doing the right thing at the right moment, you will not make it. We need this luck. More people getting rich to help their clients with marketing than their clients. There are so many marketing branding firms. And you think, okay, they have done it good with this guy, but this guy maybe had done the right thing. And connection. I don't have the connection, so I'm not well known. On YouTube or on Google, I'm popular. Through my blogs and so on. It is not enough to have the greatest invention if you can't sell. You need connection. This was one teaching from a teacher at the university. So I've studied automation or cybernetics and so on. And he said, regardless of what invention you have, it might be the greatest if you can't sell it. It will not work out. You are most powerfully positioned to serve the people, the person you once were. Nobody is more credible in the world than you. Going back and reaching the person you once were is a problem that you solve for yourself. I can do better, but no, I don't have so much interest. So I died three times already, three near-death experience. Who can compete with me? And one time my entire body was paralyzed. But I don't have interest in those things. It's too hard, no? Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.